Konnichiwa, minasan. Welcome back to another episode of Anime Joho Deep Dive. We dove into some amazing ongoing best isekai anime last time, but this episode we'll be looking into some awesome top shonen action anime. The anime which was anticipated and the anime which turned out to be great. So, starting with one of my favorites, Kaiju No. 8, a superb anime where yes, it reminds me of Pacific Rim movie. If you know about that awesome movie. Similar to that, in this there are kaijus who are creatures like the height of Godzilla, attacking humans, and to stop them are the defense force. And now, in this our protagonist, Kafka Hibino, isn't your typical hero, stuck in a dead-end job of cleaning up kaiju debris whenever the defense force kills kaijus. But his childhood dream of joining the defense force was still there, but he was not able to do it, and then one day, a strange incident occurs. And from there, the story takes a drastic change which gives him a chance again to join the defense force. And it's awesome. Do check it out. I won't reveal much. And yes, one more thing. The ending song, which is the outro of the anime, is it from One Republic named Nobody. This song is so wonderful. It always plays in my playlist. So let's move on to the next one, which is Windbreaker. Some say it is best than Tokyo Revengers. However, both anime has its own fun to watch it. Now this one, I thought it was an anime with superpowers with the name called as Windbreaker, but it throws you into the world of high school delinquents. But with a twist, this student acts as the guardians of the city, keeping other troublemakers in check. Their school is infamous for being the strongest. And that's exactly what attracts our protagonist, Sakura Haruka, a transfer student with a burning desire to get stronger and become the top of the high school. Windbreaker isn't just about fights though. The animation truly shines during this action scenes, or the sequences which we call it as, and capturing the thrill and raw energy perfectly. So if you're looking for an anime that like combines heart-pounding action, relatable characters and a surprising twist on the delicate genre, Windbreaker is definitely worth checking out. And now going to the last one, which is Gobo Lucerager. This was totally unexpected, where it will look like a normal Power Ranger cartoon where rangers beat villains and everything, but here it turned out quite different. The heroes were like the villains, and the original villains are suppressed by the heroes just to act like they are the villains, and Power Rangers are protecting humanity. Sorry about that. In this, our protagonist Fighter D isn't buying it anymore. He's a villain who tired of the charade and starts a rebellion. Gogo Lucerager flips the script completely, making you root for the underdogs, the villains. It's a refreshing take on the genre with humor, action and a captivating story that unfolds with every episode. Plus, the awesome intro and outro songs add to the overall experience. Alright everyone, that's a wrap on our exploration of some of the hottest ongoing shonen anime. We explore the monstrous thrill of Kaiju No. 8, the world of Windbreaker's delicate fights and the potential for the hilarious villain rebellion in the Gogo Lucerager. But that's not all, just want to mention one more anime, you could say, Yozakura with Family, which is after a tragic loss, Taiyo Asano, our protagonist, finds himself swept in the crazy world where his childhood friend Mutsumi Yozakura. He winds up in his family, and Yozakura's family are all secret spies. Don't be fooled by the danger though. Yozakura family blends the thrill of spy missions with hilarious slice of life moments, giving you a well-rounded anime experience. It's not your typical action show. It explores the challenges of living with a family of undercover agents, adding a unique layer to the story. There you have it, folks. Four fantastic shonen anime to add to your watch list. All are great and worth watching. The airing day of Kaiju is on Saturday, Windbreaker on Thursday night, mostly on Friday morning, and the rest too, Yozakura Family and Gogo Lucerager on Sundays. So what about you? What are you watching these days? Just like recently yesterday, which is 4th May of 2024, My Hero Academia Season 7 Episode 1 came out, and what a great episode it was. I will talk about it soon enough. Be sure to share your thoughts through the socials or email me anything, and everything will be given in the description. And if you enjoy this episode, don't forget to rate, subscribe and follow Anime Joho Deep Dive for more dives into the exciting world of anime. Until next time, Mattane.